Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Jack Thomason, who is the builder and project manager with the HGTV Green Home. Jack, how you doing?
Doing great today. How are you?
Great. Fantastic. Good to see you again. And we were together about this time last year. So this is your third Green Home house. This is up here outside of Plymouth, Massachusetts. And the first one was in Hilton Head. Second one was down in Florida. And now you're up here. What a great-looking home. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is, with this being the third home, it's a LEED Platinum home, what do you learn? I mean, how does this process evolve?
You know, the process is interesting because, as you mentioned, we've been doing this for 3 years. And 3 years ago when we started, the availability of green products was nothing like it is today. And we've been certainly excited by that, inspired by that. And so when we're doing a house today versus 3 years ago, the availability of choices is remarkable and just helps us take the house to that next level.
One of the questions I think I asked you last year, are consumers really tuned in? I mean, you've got 98 million consumers that go to HGTV. I think you probably get a lot of feedback about what's on consumers' minds. Are they really tuned in? Is green very important to them?
Green is still completely important to them, and it's interesting because a lot of people in the industry are now starting to talk about the word green and how it's becoming a little overused or maybe a little outdated. But what I've learned from our viewers is that it's still a very relevant word, and it's still a very, very important part of our world today. And the people in the industry who use it every day, it makes sense that using it every day in the context that we use it, that it could get a little tired. But to the consumer, it's still fresh, it's still new, it's as relevant today as it's ever been.
And what do you think is driving that? Do you think it's because of the energy costs and the fact that we're hearing about global warming? And what do you think is driving the consumer's attention to green homes?
I think it's a variety of things. I think it is you know, the idea of living in a house that is simply a healthier home. But in today's economy, the fact that green can make a daily difference in your bottom line. I mean, literally, your energy costs are lower, which means your power bills are lower. We're conserving water in this house. Your water bills are lower. People are realizing that green can make a big difference in their bottom line.
What are the, you've gone through them, energy efficiency, water usage, and cleanliness. Talk a little bit about what makes a home like this a green home.
You know, it is the ability to use less energy. It is the ability to save water, and it is the fact that it's a cleaner environment. But there are other features of a house that can make it green, features like durability. If a product is a quality, durable product, it's more green because you're replacing it less often. The more you have to replace an item, the less eco-friendly it is. You know, something that is a clean surface is definitely a greener environment. Clean is green. So, you know, quality, durability, those are things that you don't necessarily think of when you're thinking green, but they're definitely part of the formula.
We're here as a guest of Shaw Industries. They are the sole flooring provider for this home for a third year in a row. One of the questions that I want to ask you is, I mean, it's not a simple matter of somebody, a flooring company like Shaw, saying, hey, I want to be part of this. I mean, you actually get involved and you look at their whole corporate DNA, you look at their whole message around green, and so you can't just sign up for this, can you? Talk a little bit about vetting out a supplier.
Right. This house has some fantastic national sponsors. Shaw Industries is one of them. And as you mentioned, they supplied the hardwood flooring in the house. They provided the carpets and the rugs in the house. But we're very careful in who we allow to bring their products into this house, because people look to HGTV for inspiration, for ideas. The network is extremely credible, and we want them to know that if we use a product in our green home, that that it has gone through the process necessary that qualifies it to be in this home and would be something that we would recommend that someone else uses.
What are some of the other major suppliers other than Shaw?
You know, we have Sherwin-Williams as a sponsor, and you know, so we're using their great products throughout the house in paints, and certainly, you know, low and no VOC paints are the way to go anytime you're painting an interior of a house. You know, we have plumbing fixture sponsors, we have countertop sponsors, but the house isn't really as much about having a large number of sponsors as it is having one great house. That's just a wonderful representation of the network and a great example to our viewers.
Well, we should probably real quick remind our viewers, now this house is a sweepstake, and you're actually going to be giving this house away, I guess, at the end of this month. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. This house is the grand prize in the HGTV Green Home Giveaway Sweepstakes, and the sweepstakes period has just ended, so very soon we'll be notifying the extremely lucky individual that they have won this house. And when they win the house, it's not just the house. It's the house. It's the furnishings. It's a vehicle from GMC. It's an incredible package.
What do you think the value of this house up here in Plymouth, Massachusetts is?
You know, the value of our prize package is in the $800,000 range, and that does include everything. There are other house options here in the Pine Hills community. In fact, that's one reason why we're here, is because the community has housing that ranges from rental apartments to, you know, million-dollar homes. You know, we're certainly, you know, very comfortably in the middle of that. But it's a great environment to live. You can walk to the market from this house. You can walk to the town square and the post office. And so part of this house being green is its environment and what it offers in lifestyle.
And this, I should add, this is a 2,400-square-foot house with two bedrooms. And really, the construction is a great room, with the kitchen being part of that. And it's unbelievable what you've done. Now, the architecture to this, the fact that it has a tower, the three-story tower with a sitting room at the top, how do you come up with the designs?
Our goal each year is for the house to look like it belongs where we're building it. And, of course, we're up here near Cape Cod, and we spend a lot of time studying local historical architecture, especially a lot of the old, you know, great Cape Cod houses along the coast, and studying what made them relevant then and what still makes them important now. And there's a lot to be learned from historical architecture, because originally people built houses specifically for the climate where they were being built. And so we wanted the house to really look like a traditional Cape Cod, but this is also about modern living. So the moment you walk inside the door, you know this is not your grandmother's cottage. It's a great, lively, exciting house that takes its cues from the past, but definitely has its design firmly planted in the future.
All right, one more question, and then we'll get to specifics to the flooring. But you also do the dream home. You do the green home and you do the dream home. What's the difference between building a green home and the dream home?
You know, as you mentioned, I've been doing the HGTV Dream Home for many years now, and I'm really proud of how we have built the dream homes through the years very responsibly. And there are many green features that we factor into the house. The biggest difference is probably the environment, because our dream homes are really more about the house and the view. All of our dream homes usually have these spectacular views, which is so awesome, and everyone can envision themselves living in this spectacular environment. And our green homes are more about community and being in a great neighborhood where you have things easily at your disposal, and you're using, you know, less energy because you're not driving as much, and all these things. There's definitely different formulas to both, but they both have their very responsible place in our world.
All right, I got to go to the flooring. Shaw's got some beautiful floors here. When you walk in this house, a lot of people talk about flooring as it being either the background or the accent, and it looks like with this house, you have definitely picked a flooring that is the accent. It's a gorgeous floor. Talk a little bit about that.
I mean, there's no doubt that floors are so important. I mean, you have to live with them virtually for the life of your house, or you want to. So you want a floor that's beautiful, because you want a beautiful home. You want a floor that's durable, because you have to live with it for a long time. And in our case, we wanted a floor that was green. What made Shaw's Epic Hardwood Floors great for this house was that they have 50% recycled content. They have a dense inner core, they call it EnviroCore, that's made of wood byproducts from the manufacturing of other wood products. It has a great finish on it that has, they call it their platinum finish, that is extremely scratch resistant. These floors are so beautiful, but they're so forgiving. We've had a lot of people tour this house, and you would never know it.
All right, and you also have Anso carpets that you've bound into rugs, right?
Right. Shaw has a product called their Anso Nylon product that's a carpet. We've bound it also into rugs here. What's green and great about it is that has 25% post-consumer recycled content, but also Shaw has a recycling facility down in Augusta, Georgia, where if the carpets ever need to be replaced for any reason, they can be recycled again into other carpets. So they call it their cradle-to-cradle, or even in their case, the carpet-to-carpet program. And it's just a very responsible way of not sending carpets to the landfills.
All right, Jack, great. I appreciate you letting us tour this building, and congratulations on building another beautiful home. Been talking to Jack Thomason, who is the project manager with the HGTV Green Home, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.